Raja, did you have a chance to see or speak with any of those women?
I have. I actually, the reason I got so involved in this issue is because of them. And I hadn't spent even 1 minute in the previous year on this particular issue of the Epstein files. And then I met with the survivors. We were scheduled to meet for like 45 minutes, and I met with them for like 3 hours. And it's one of the most gut-wrenching, testimony that I've ever heard. So specific and credible. And, you know, as a parent of three, including a daughter, the unspeakable crimes of this sex trafficking ring run by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell mean that we have to do justice by the survivors and hold people accountable for their crimes even today.
This is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, represents the 8th District. As you know, he's on the show a lot. The congressman is more than willing to give us some of the time. So huge vote today. And then it was sent to the Senate, and the Senate said, yep, we're passing it.
That's right. It was unanimous. That never happens on something like this. But the pressure was so great, especially from people who listen to the survivors. And I have to say, even within the Republican base, there's tremendous support. And that pressure translated into these overwhelming votes in both the House and the Senate. And now it goes to Trump to sign it into law.
And he said he would. So then what happens?
Well, technically, a timeline starts at that point. Within a certain period of time, they have to start producing at least a summary of what's in the files, and then they have to start producing the files themselves. Now, we're talking, you know, terabytes, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, if not more. And so I expect that it's going to take a little bit of time, but we've waited long enough, and hopefully they are ready to go. I should just say one last thing. You know, the president doesn't really need to wait for this legislation, even though it has passed. He could release the files right now, but he has repeatedly delayed the production of those documents. And so that is what forced us to do this legislation in the first place.
Did any of these now women, children at the time, but did they, in any of these documents, did these women name names? Do they know who was involved? Will we see names eventually released that are not redacted, where people will be held accountable?
That's my hope. They did name some names during their, you know, meetings with us. But, I mean, here's the sad part about this, Lisa, which is that some of them were so traumatized, many of them, I should say, were so traumatized that they lost all memory of what happened, except they learned about this abuse that occurred through third-party accounts and what other people had said had happened to them. It's one of the saddest things about this whole saga, which is that in many cases, these people don't have access to the very files that detail their abuse. And if for no other reason than that, these files need to be produced ASAP.
Yeah, and I know many people will question victims about that, but I can tell you that it is very easy to put that stuff behind you and try and forget it and never want to talk about it again, to the point that you do block some of that stuff out of your brain. So I understand where those women are coming from.
Remember, I mean, they were children, Lisa. I mean,
right.
we're talking about girls, the age of, you know, 13. I mean, I get emotional even thinking about it. I have a 9-year-old daughter and two other boys, but like, to think that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and his fellow monsters would prey upon these girls, and they did it with a pattern of abuse. It was staged, and Ghislaine Maxwell was part of this whole thing. And to think that they did that is it's just appalling, and It's unspeakable.
Okay, Congressman, here's the deal. I think that many people just want them released. We want to see names. We want to find out the men and or women who were involved in this sex trafficking and the sexual enslavement of children who were definitely children yes. at the time. Will we ever see those names? Will there ever be justice for the victims where they can say, these people are going to pay the price? Because criminally, they cannot be charged, right? Can they just be charged civilly?
I don't know all the statutes of limitation with regard to all the potential crimes, but let me just talk about a couple things where my hope is that people would still be held accountable. One is, of course, as you said, through civil lawsuits, but also you have to remember that institutions and entities were also involved, financial institutions. There were more than $1 billion in transactions associated with the child sex trafficking ring, which is kind of a astonishing number of transactions and volume. And so that means that there are a lot of people who made these payments, a lot of people who received the payments. I want to know who all of them are.
Right.
And yes, we absolutely have to get to the bottom of it. We have to know the names. We have to know who's among us today and hold them accountable, because I do believe, and the victims, the survivors, and their attorneys tell us that many of these people are still in our midst.
And are they still within the government?
Possibly. I'm not ruling anything out. Someone asked me today, who are we talking about? The short answer is I don't know, because 20 years later, we are still trying to understand why these survivors never got the justice they should have received. Just one little anecdote, Alex Acosta, who's a former labor secretary for Donald Trump, was the U.S. attorney in Florida who initially prosecuted Jeffrey Epstein. This was back in 2007, 2008 timeframe. But at that point, Jeffrey Epstein got a plea deal, okay? And the part of it that is just mind-boggling is that they allowed him on work release. And so he set up an office by the jail where he's supposed to report. And he committed that same sexual abuse of more girls at that time while he's supposedly serving this sentence, after being prosecuted. This is the kind of crazy kind of circumstances surrounding this guy. And he was absolutely wired. He absolutely had relationships with very rich and powerful people who helped him escape justice.
And not just in this country, but obviously worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep at it.
Ma'am.
Don't let us down. Make sure that we find out who these people are.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy from the 8th District.